is Kilo Charlie 2, Tango Zulu Golf. CDL, you're out on frequency if you are. I'm not going to get back with my ex-girl.
I'd run into Charlie, a couple of months before I ended up taking the test that he was studying, and I was studying at the same time, and we ended up at the same place at the same time taking the test, so that's why we're consecutively listed. But, coincidences do happen.
Where did you take your exam? When I had started... Hold on a second. When I studied, I was trying to coordinate when I felt I was ready for the test with which test center was going to offer the exam at that time I was ready. You know, when you study for these things, you want to pass it, you get anxious, you don't want to wait another couple of weeks until this other club sponsors the test. But I ended up at Limark. I was thinking of Great South Bay and Grumman. And this is where I ended up. It was a little over 3 years ago. And then about a year back, I took general.
Oh, excellent on general. Mine was local. I saw that it was coming up, and I just studied. I figured I had enough time to get ready for it. I live in Patchogue, and the test was at a church in Yaphank. And as a side note, Charlie, Kay, and I, he already has his AE. He just went right through and flew right through it and took the next test and the next test.
He took all three at the same sitting?
No, it's just that after he got his first one, he just continued studying, and I believe he took the general and then went back to the AE.
Pretty impressive. They told me... some people say, you know what, you take your technicians you study for, just stay there and take the next one anyway. But I asked one of the guys, he said, don't even consider it. I'm not an electronic-minded person in radio. I mean, I know about EMF, but there are a lot more rules than just understanding the frequency. And the good thing I didn't take that general test, the first sitting, because it did take me a while to understand and pick up on it. And President Joe offered the online training session, which was absolutely a huge help, and his track rating is really excellent. He was running 100% pass rate until somebody along the way screwed it up.
Well, we're not all perfect. It does happen, but I had taken a ham test online, and you take all the practice tests, and they give you the theory along with it, and I have a technician background, so electronics weren't new to me, but I haven't used any of the simple little problem-solving skills in many years. But I'm glad I didn't take it. I wanted to study more, so I'll get back into it now that it's getting dark early and, cold weather sets in.
82 ESY. I'm by Nichols Road, so I'll be at the office in just a few minutes. So what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Well, 82KNH, for the last 5 years or so, I've been going to Maine to hunt Thanksgiving week and leaving the wife home alone. But this year, I decided to stay home. And I don't know what we're doing, just a nice, quiet, relaxing Thanksgiving, I guess.
That's one of those events where the family would be together. The season starts the week before, I believe. Usually does, because that's when I used to go up. Haven't done that in too long. Way too long. My last hunt upstate was for turkeys. The owner of the property took me around the night before calling. All right, what we do next morning is get up really early. We plant ourselves in the ground someplace with our camouflage. And it's calling, waiting for the cannonballs to fall out of the trees, which is what they do. And he felt, no, it's not going to work. So we got up, walked back to the house. Just as we come up over the rise, here comes this flock of turkeys. Scared the heck out of them. Scared us, too. They take off like rockets. They are so fast when they're flying. I can't believe bowling balls can actually fly.
Yeah, understood. I've run into the same situation before. You think there's nothing around, and you walk around the corner and you spook something, but, never done the turkey hunting. There's hardly anything left up in Maine. They had a massive, winter kill in 2008, so there's only 50 per square mile, and you have to get on their trail, find the fresh trail and track them. Exercise and getting out. Unless they see something that's really impressive, I don't have to take anything home.
That's unfortunate, but that's how the cycle goes. That leaves more foliage for the few that are remaining, so they should proliferate pretty well. That's really bad. I used to go up in Chandelier in the Catskills. There's one of the lawyers up there, local lawyer, he takes care of property. Lots and lots of properties. And used to have so much fun. My father took me up many years. My wife doesn't ever like hunting. I never got to take my kids up there. Something I missed.
And who are you?
Again, couldn't get your kids into it, but I'd say every child has a different experience. And it's not the case. It's just, being part of, I guess, our ancestry, how we were brought up. And, if I get a deer, absolutely I'm going to eat it. But, there are people up there that I meet year after year that go back and end up developing friendships, and you come back and eat at the table together, and you're back out again.
I remember that. That was used to be enjoyable. But the club turned over. The really nice old guys that were up there we used to go out with eventually either passed away or they didn't go back. All these new young hotshots that thought they knew everything kind of ruined it to a degree. So, yeah, things change, unfortunately. I was in touch with one of the guys in the club about 2 years back, and he wanted to know if I was going to join again. I'd like to, but it's not going to work out at this time. So, I'm right around the corner from the office. I have one more round to go. Go ahead, Charlie.
Just want to say good morning, and who are you?
I was going up so far up to there. I like to get out in the middle of nowhere where I don't have to worry about the New York orange clad hunters that will shoot anything that moves. I'm not saying that they all do, but population density makes a difference. So, on that note, I'm almost to my office as well. I'm going to say 73. It was a pleasure speaking with you. If you ever want to plan a trip and go up to Maine with me, it's always pleasurable up there. You have a great day. I'm sure I'll talk to you soon. KD2KNH, clearing your final.
Thanks, Charlie. I do like to sit out in the woods when there's 40-mile-an-hour wind and it's snowing, it's freezing, you're sitting in 2-3 feet of snow. I love it. great. At least I love that feeling. You're just listening. Listening to the animals, the wildlife, the breeze, the leaves. Makes me want to just hang up my work and go sit in the woods, look like Ronzo the Hermit for 35 years in the Adirondacks. 7-3, Charlie, have a great day. Catch you again soon. KD2ESY.
KD2ESY. And can we, I've been trying to get in.
Yo, KD2ESY. I heard a little chirp at one point, but nothing, there was no call, no sign, no good morning, no anything. I don't know what happened.
Andy, it's me, Rich, and 2EO. I just wanted to come in and say hello.
Be doing well. Charlie just signed, and I'm heading into the office here now. He just caught me at the tail end.
Yeah, apparently. I just want to say good morning, and we're also looking very forward to Thanksgiving. It's a wonderful holiday that brings the whole family together.
It does. It really is enjoyable. I'm going to run, Rich. I'm going to get into work. You have a nice day. N2EO, KD2ESY.
Okay, Andy. We'll talk to you later. KD2ESY and 2EO clear.
2EO and 2QXI. I'm sorry. I'm the bridge. And 2EO and 2QXI.
Oh, Bob, am I getting into this repeater okay?
Where they were. Very good, Rich. Good morning. And Andy, have a great day. Charlie, have a great day if you're still listening, if you haven't unplugged yet. Yeah, Thanksgiving's good. We have, my wife has a tradition. The even years, her side of the family get together for Thanksgiving. So, it's the Garden City Thanksgiving this year. The cousin lives in Garden City. And they're hosting it this year. We posted it a couple of years back. So on the evening, that's how it gets together.
Okay, Bob. Well, you know, Patty had major surgery this summer. And it was a long recovery. She's still recovering. But she announced to me that she's going to make Thanksgiving. She's feeling well enough to do that. Thanksgiving with all the trimming. That's just music to my ears, Bob, because it means she's starting to get better.
Good Thanksgiving's in Massapequa. There's been, we had a couple, and now this will be the first one without my dad, but my dad passed in May. But mom's still across the street. We'll have to see what's going on. My sister's living with her now. But yeah, I'm on my way to work and coming up to Northern Boulevard here on Cross Island. So have a good weekend there, Rich.
I had a very good weekend. I'm sorry about your dad. That happened with my dad. He passed away at age 94. My mother died too young. She was just turned 78. But that's the way it goes. And like I say, me and Patty are both doing well. The son is doing well. 5 years old.
So very good. Yeah, good Thanksgiving coming up. Last year we were in Virginia and went down and saw a cave. We went to Luray Caverns on the Friday after Thanksgiving. So that was a... I've noticed my aunt down there where we were staying was about an hour away from Luray Caverns. I had been to Luray Caverns as a kid, but now my whole family was able to go there. We thought only the kids would be coming with us. Turned out all the younger generation, all my wife and her cousins all went out. And then one of the cousins works at a winery down there. all went to the winery afterwards, had a grand old time. The kids all sat at one table and they thought they were king of the booth. And 2QXI.
Okay, Bob, and 2QXI and here we go. Well, that sounds like a nice trip. And we haven't made any trips like that. Because, you know, Patty was sick. But she's getting a lot better now. So, you know, I'd like to go on. I'd like to take her on a cruise. That's what I'd like to do.
There's a great resort up in the Poconos. My parents go a lot, and I've been to a couple of times. And they call it a cruise, but it's on land. So there's a swimming pool, there's a nightclub, and they do they have bingo games. And it's called Woodlock Pines. Woodlock Pines. If you get a room in the main building. The dining room is in the main building, and the nightclub is attached, and you can just go from one to the other. Now, the other buildings, there is a bus that comes around and picks you up and brings you to the dining room. But it's very nice up there, very accommodating in whatever anybody needs. So that's, you know, my uncle had dietary things, could not have onions. It would really upset his stomach. So the waiter, the chef came over to and talked to him and said, what would you like? And right by a lake, you could go out place. And 2QXI here. Across Little Neck Bay, looking out on the bay here, one of looks a little
angle. And the thing that intrigued.
A lot of resorts around there that you, a lot of resorts nearby that you can get to without too much fuss and feathers. That's really, really good up there. And you 18 years ago. And 2QXI.
Okay. I'd love to go. I believe it ever.
You can try a resort for a couple of days so you know you can,
Survive.
A couple of times.
So,
yeah, and that's one of the. So, of course, I have to go with the girls, but, yeah, we just have to get the,
I guess what? She gave it. Here in the morning. And 2QXI and 2EO clear.
2QXI clear. Thank you, Rich. Have a great day.
You're going to come out here, I'm going to go there, because I think the time is coming for me to get that stuff to you pretty soon. Okay, one way or the other, I'll get it to you. Don't worry.
Right, hopefully I can get it over here. I don't know what the problem is.
Problem is, I don't have 3 hours to take off, unless it's late at night. I don't want to run around late at night. That's the problem.
Sorry, have it your way, but I can't have you late at night. You know that.
That's my point. That's what I just said. I think I just said that.
All right. Come over as soon as possible.
Okay. Anyway, my daughter is working her way back to the car. So I'll see you in a little while. And I'll call you when I get home. I should be home in about an hour or something like that, right? I'll be back in the house in about an hour. Yeah, about an hour. Okay, I'll talk to you a little bit. And to MB.
I'm sorry. You've always hit and run. See you later, and so we go.
D6DP said Mobile's listening. Anybody around?
Well, and so we go.
Stay in here right now. I'll be back, Rich, okay? I just got to lock the house up, and I'll be Mobile. K6DP, clear.
2EO, K6DPC, Mobile.
Net tonight at 8:30. Welcome to the W2VL repeater.
K2TGW Mobile listening.
Wes, how are you? And 2EO.
Richie, I'm fine. How are you this bright, shiny Monday morning?
I'm doing very well. I just opened a QSL card that I got from a fellow in Singapore. We contacted via Echo Link on 2 meters. This guy has a gorgeous card. He sent me a dollar bill because he wants a card back for me. I don't have cards, but I'll make him something up nice.
I know I've gotten some, I guess you would want to call it funny money from some of the people in some of the countries, that it's worth less than a penny, and it's a dollar, or even $5. I remember I got one from some guy somewhere in the Central America, and I spoke to him a couple of days later, or a couple of weeks later, and I said, what's it worth? He says, if you had a whole bunch of them together, it might be worth a couple of cents.
Okay, well, this looks like a real dollar. The gentleman I spoke to, his first name was Chew. C-H-E-W. I can't pronounce his last name, but he said to me when we were talking that he wants to come to the United States next year, you know, like this spring. And he wants to get American-type food. So I told him I'd ask Patty if she would make him food. And what a nice guy. He's an engineering student.
As you know, there are an awful lot of really nice hands. A couple of jerks, but you know what? In every group, there's got to be some bad eggs. K2TGW.
This guy is a real guy. He's a kid. You want to call 18, 20-year-old, whatever. And he goes to an engineering school. I don't know exactly what grade he's in, but he goes to an engineering school where he lives. He lives in an apartment building. He's very clean cut. So I want to invite him to come here. I said to him that over the radio, if he comes to the United States, look me up. I'm going to go back on the... I'm going to go back on QRZ. I'm going to leave him my phone number.
PZ Mobile.
Good morning, Hal. No, makes sense. There are a number of people have had some interesting face-to-face meetings with people, some of which actually became very good friends. Our old friend Uncle Lou had a great friend in some rather famous guy who loved to write ham radio books. Hal, take a turn, K2TGW, and then give us a rip.
K2TGW, K6DPC Mobile. Hi, Les. Hi, Rich. I found my phone. Would you believe it was in my laundry basket covered over with laundry I just took out of the dryer?
I mean, the first time people found it in odd places, right, Rich?
I'm glad you found it, Al.
I gotta go now and get the thing changed back to the phone for the number. I can't get any phone calls. I gotta swing by there on the way to Richmond Hill. Les, you will have to talk off the air about what's going on with our situation.
Give me a ring when you're ready. I'm not in the office for another 10 minutes.
I'll try to give you a ring. I'll have your number handy. If you can't give me a ring, be at Richmond Hill or in the car. There's no problem about that.
And I gave you a ring early this afternoon in Richmond Hill.
Yeah, Richmond Hill has a cell phone. I have the cell phone working.
Thank you.
I have the cell phone working, Jack, by that time. So I'm just going to get the cell phone boosted back up. Question, Richie, on a fast break, have you heard from Barry?
Heard from him real quick.
Hear from him, tell me, never made a phone call. I appreciate if he makes that phone call. It's very important.
No, he's not around right now.
Oh, yeah, I know that. He's supposed to be running around. And I'll talk to you when I got a cell phone, Richie. I can't call talk now because I want you to do me the same favor, but I got to go over it with you off the radio.
I doubt. When will you be on with the phone?
Hopefully in about 20 minutes, I'm going to go by the T-Mobile store, and I'm going to re-kick the phone and the tail feathers and get it back up online for me.
All right, that's good. Very good. God damn it, Wes.
Oh, boy. There's a street sweeper just pulled out right in front of me. I love it. Anyway, all right, I'm going to sign. I got three more lights and I'm going to be in the, in front of the office. You guys have a great day. Richie, you be good, and Al, I'll speak to you later. K2TGW will be clear and guiding my way through stupid traffic.
Got it. Okay, Les, no sweat. I've got to make a stop here. I left one of my keys when I took back the rental car. And it's just been a calamity of errors. Richie, go ahead and pick it up. The canoe is going great, Richie. Had a little problem yesterday. Decided to have a nosebleed, but other than that, it's fine.
Okay, fine now. 73 there, Wes.
Rich, am I getting through everything okay?
Hey, you're getting to walk away. You're fine.
Okay. Yeah, I gotta stop by. I left my keys. I took the rental car back yesterday. I left my spare key for the canoe on the ring on the table there on the desk. So I gotta pick that up. It's right near the house. Then I gotta go by T-Mobile. Then I gotta go. Well, I gotta go. Okay. I gotta go back to Richmond Hill. We gotta pull down 6 KWS ones.
Okay. Yeah, you told me about that.
Yeah, quite a project. And they're going all the way out to Moneytown, Vegas.
Doc, you mentioned it.
Well, what do you think's going to happen tomorrow? Is your dream Bumpy Trumpy is going to get it, or Hillary the Hag?
I don't know. I hope Trump gets it, but you never know.
The odds makers can't even figure this one out, Richie. You know that? I was talking to a couple people I know in Washington this morning about some other stuff, and nobody could figure out. This is a blind item.
Yeah, well, we'll know tomorrow.
Yeah, it should be very interesting. I think they should elect them both, and let Hillary handle the dishonest part of the government, and let Donald handle the honest part. Maybe we'll get things straightened out.
Okay, then. Don't know.
It's a good idea, Rich. Have them both in there. You know, she can handle the dishonesty that goes on, he can handle the streets, and maybe we can have the country straightened out in 4 years.
Who knows? At this point, I don't care. She's a pinhead, and he's a nut.
Well, we'll see. So you've been on the air, Richie? I've been playing around on 75 and 40.
Okay, good for you. I haven't been on.
Well, if I have time today, which I hope I will, I'm going to get the 2 meter up and running in the car. I got so many other things I got to do. I may have to put it on the back burner maybe till the end of the week.
Okay, Al. I don't know.
K6DPC. Anybody else on frequency who wants to use the repeater, just come on in. Me and Richard can fade to the horizon. Well, Richie, it looks like there's no humans there that want to use it. For the dogs and everything, they can wait. Go ahead, Richie, pick it up.
Okay, wow, I don't know. Don't know who's there. Don't care.
There you go. I've got to take care of a couple things here. I got to make a couple stops. I'll catch you a little later. Okay, here's Barry on. Very important. I get a hold of Barry, and he makes a phone call for me.
Okay, I'll tell him. But I don't hear him. See you later. And to be over here.
K6DP is dead clear.
Net tonight at 8:30. This is the W2VL Amateur Radio Repeater System.
Dropped in. I couldn't hear it when I even tried to look for it. You should give him a call. I'm on my way out, so give him a call on his cell because he was just about ready to leave. He's going to go by your QTH if you were there. I can't give him a call. I don't have his number handy. Okay, I'll give him a try. Talk to you later. K6DBC, WA2USJ, clear. Thank you. K6DBC, QSS.